current daf mesecht pesachim daf memches beginning on the base beginning the base the master begins with the gemara chamisha zeroyim bekenach five quarters of a kav of flour. Shteisis qualifies if you have the word like we have in our gemara, the girsa of void. Shteisis brings the rashi legars void. It doesn't have the text and more. From chamisha loygin siparin, as one goes through the calculations of rashi, one sees that it's actually this of five. Tzipari Lugin, which is what a quarter of a kav is, but Simsim Habak Isus Mikvah, that was exactly, precisely the amount of the dough which was in the Mikvah, which is the She'ev Chala. So one should not have the text of Oit. But Rabbi Yehuda Tamafar, she explains, no, the Heinrich Rabbi Yasi, you could have the Gears of Oit, because like Rabbi Yasi, the Amperikam, the Shabbos is in the first paragraph of the test of Menav Chamisha Turim, it says exactly five Lugin, actually it's exempt from Chala. Chamisha Oit Chayav and five, and a little bit is liable, is obligated, so that's exactly what our Gemara is saying. Now, says to the Dresi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yasi? What do you mean? Isn't Shir Chala exactly five? No, it means to say, Kederi Seisecha means Lil Acha, Frashas Chala. After you separate that little bit of Chala, but in Shir Seisecha, we have to be left with that amount of dough, which is a little bit more than five, which is that void. Ketunek says, Master begins with the Gemara Leishon. We didn't learn the Kikarish and Eshchaz Duas. So only if it's loaves of bread that are biting one into the other, that they stick one to the other. Places finds a difficulty from the wording of the Mishnah on Rabbi Shu ben Levi. It said in the Mishnah, set the schala according to Eliezer, that when you're kneading many doughs, and each one of them does not have a share of challah, but after you baked it, you put it into the basket. The basket could combine them for the share to have the mitzvah of challah. The Gemara brings Rabbi Shu ben Levi, says, we didn't learn this, that the basket combines them only if it's the Babylonian loaves, which they stick one to the other, and never they combine. But like matzah, like cracker types of things, they're not going to combine. Says Tosfos the same. It's a wonder because the Lei Mash Machem Mesechta Chala does not sound like this in Mesechta Chala. And the second peg that down the Mishnah teaches, Oisi Yisasi Kavim. Someone makes his doughs in the measurement of each one of the kav, which is not the shear of Chala. So Patam and Chala, so exempt from Chala. Chei Sheicha until they're biting one to the other, they're sticking one to the other. But Yezrim, he says Afaroy Devachul. Also, if someone takes it out and puts it into the basket, oh, the basket's going to combine them. Now the wording Af, that sounds like Alma that we see that. By putting it in the basket itself, that it combines the loaves for the share of challah, that Rebbe Eliezer does not require that they have to bite one into the other. It's only Tanakama that requires that they should be biting. Now, here in the Gemara from Rebbe Shmuel Levi, it sounds like the Homachli is Tanakama Rebbe Eliezer is only Tanakama holds, that's only if they're biting one the other, Rebbe Eliezer holds, that even if it doesn't, just by putting it into the basket. So, and that's the case of Ilah Gars Af, but if one does not have the girsa of the word Af Haroid Lasal, rather only Haroid Lasal, then Asi Shabba, then it actually makes sense to pin Rabbi Yezer, even according to what Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying. The Matzlamim, the Baitarti, you could say in Rabbi Yezer that actually you need to have both. Shei Sheikh Uvitn Lasal. It's not that he's adding on a bigger Chiddush than the Tandakama. No, he says, Ritzaf Masal. So that is, besides the fact that it has to be nashku zebezeh in the oven, you also have to go ahead and put it into the basket, and that would be the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer.